Well, I'm here. I got the note from my locker from you. You have something of mine, something of my possession that you have. So you told me to stop by at your place to get it, and here I am. So what is it? You want me to guess? No. I'm not guessing. Because I don't want to be here longer than I have to. Because I don't want to be anywhere near you right now, forever. Why? Did you seriously just ask me why? Well, you've been giving me shit for the past couple of years. For no reason, as I've been an innocent, decent human living my life, doing what I need to do. But here you are, just trying to ruin the little things for me. So let me ask you again, why am I here and what do you have of mine? Where did you find that? Where did you find this necklace? Oh my God. I thought I lost this necklace. No, it's so special to me. My grandma gave it to me. And I lost it a couple weeks ago, and I was scared that I'll never see it again. Why do you have it? You took it. You okay. So let me get this straight. So one day in gym class, you told a friend to sneak into my gym locker and take my necklace. And then you told them to give it to you. Is there a specific good reason as to why you did that? Or did you just do it to be an asshole? Because right now, I feel like you just said that to be an asshole. What? You took it because you wanted an excuse for me to come here and talk to me? Why? Because you've been nothing but horrible to me for the past couple of years. I've done nothing wrong. Literally just been living my life. And you just decide to ruin small little things for me. And be rude and spread all these rumors about me. So you did all of that just to talk to me, and you wanted me to come here? So now you're begging for forgiveness. Well, that apology and the begging isn't gonna help. It's not working. No. Because I don't believe you. There has to be more of a reason as to why you did all of that stuff. why you talked down to me for years, why you planned all of this to steal one of the most prized possessions I've ever had. Like, you gotta give me more. Why? Just tell me why. Because you've wanted me for years. And so you planned this just for me to come over and you can finally say that to my face. Not gonna lie, that sounds very elementary school-esque of you. So you want me to believe you and you want me to forgive you? No. You gotta give me something more. I feel like there's more. So I can see it in your eyes. What do you truly want from me? You want me. Right now. No, I. 'Cause you're saying all this stuff, but you're not showing me. Actions speak louder than words. So, you gotta show me. You gotta show me what you want. Yeah, moving closer to me is kind of shows. And caressing my face kind of shows. And then just kissing me also shows. But I think you're gonna have to do better than that. Yeah. I really think so. In your neck, on my neck. I can't form words right now. I meant your lips on my neck is kind of working, especially with your hand going down my side and on my thighs. Yeah. Okay, then let me just spread them some more. So I will give you access into showing what you really want. With your fingers rubbing me from my panties. Yeah. Oh, and that neck biting is kind of helping. Yeah, it is. Would you mind pushing my panties to the side and doing what, whatever you want with your fingers? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah, your fingers feel really nice on my pussy, but I think your mouth would feel better. Yeah, I think it would feel better. You want my legs? Okay. I'll put my legs on your shoulders. I have nothing really else to say because your mouth is just doing wonders on my pussy right now. So, especially when you chew your tongue, when you use your tongue like that. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I've thought about this for a while. I really shouldn't because of how much of an asshole you were to me. But I kind of like really rude people. It gets me kind of wet. Yeah. Can you put a finger in? Can you put a finger in, please? Like, yeah, yes. Oh, this feels good. Oh, this feels really nice. Your finger, spoiling my pussy, and your mouth spoiling my clit. Yeah, maybe I have dreamt about this. Maybe I have. Please. Please. Just please continue. Don't stop. Please don't stop. Yeah. Yes, please. Oh, please make me feel good. Because I know you can make me feel good. Holy shit. You like how my pussy tastes? I like how good you're making my pussy feel. Can I grind my hips on your face, please? Oh, thank you. Oh, move your finger faster than me, please. Please. Oh, my legs are starting to shake. Yeah. Please keep doing that. Please keep doing that. Oh, I'm good. Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm gonna come. I think I'm gonna come. Can I come in your mouth, please? Can I come in your mouth? Can I come in your face? Please, 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 please. Oh, I'm coming. I'm sensitive, I'm sensitive, yeah. Yeah, I'm lost of words. I didn't expect that to happen. No, no, I'm not mad at all. Oh, thank you for kissing my legs. They're still shaking, so thank you. And thank you for giving me back my necklace. Doing that really, really helped. But I think I would forgive you if we go out for dinner one night. Listen, I'm kind of speechless from what just happened. But my question still stands. It's not a question, it's more of an offer at this point. I will fully forgive you for what you've done if you take me out to dinner. Yeah. Really? Okay. Cool. Cool. Yeah. I don't know where else to go from here. Actually, just shut up and kiss me. Yeah.